Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Life Lessons. I am your host, Terri Ann Cormier, and I just need to get this out of the way. I have this darn cold, and for the past week and a half, it has nearly kicked my butt. So the tone you are hearing today is a very congested sound, and well, you know what? It's just what it is. It's Terri Ann's kick in the butt for going at a speed that's slightly too fast, and it's trying to tell me to slow down. However, for those of you who know me and know me quite well, I'm not one that listens to that kind of stuff very much, so I'm still going at a pretty fast speed. However, I am slightly slower because of the cold. So I do love working. I love what I do. I love making a difference in the world, and however small of a difference that may be. So this cold will not stop me, and hopefully you'll enjoy the show today. So you're probably wondering quite intently right now, you know, why this topic? Well, today's topic, if you're just tuning in, is living with no regrets. And, you know, if you ask me why, well, because in my opinion, it's quite honestly the only way to live a truly happy and fulfilling life. I think in life we're given many opportunities to get it right. And you know what? I think sometimes you need to fall on your butt a couple times before you get it right. I mean, you know, you think of the analogy of the toddler who's, you know, they're in a car seat, and then all of a sudden they're rolling, and then all of a sudden they're crawling, and then all of a sudden they're walking. Well, they fall a good 100 times before they get that right. And, you know, and in their life, you know, they get back up and they do it again. They live without regret. That lesson of falling, you know, possibly down the second stair or possibly, you know, missing the step because the left foot went over the right foot, they learned a lesson. Okay, don't do that again. And, you know, you think about it, how bland life would be without the bumps in the road. You know, in my opinion, it's quite simple. If you knew then what you knew now, sure, you would quite possibly do it different. But let's be real here for a second. You didn't know then what you know now. So you couldn't have made a different decision unless the sky, you know, miraculously, it opened up and it sent you a memo and it said, you know, in about 3 hours, you're going to probably know something different, and you probably shouldn't make this choice. But, you know, the sky doesn't open up and it doesn't send us memos. So, you know, life is just what it is, and you make decisions based on the information you have at that moment in time. You know, life is like juggling. You throw one ball up, and sure, you'll catch it because it's only one ball. And then you throw up another ball, so now you have two balls spinning in the air, and, you know, it gets a little bit more complicated, but you can handle it. But then you throw the third ball into the mix. And all of a sudden, one of two things are going to happen. You are either going to be a fantastic juggler, and you're going to keep all the balls rotating seamlessly, or you're going to drop all of them. So does that mean you shouldn't try? Well, no, because quite frankly, jugglers didn't learn how to juggle the first time they did it. They learned it by throwing the third ball up in the air, dropping it, and realized, oop, my timing was off. So let's try this slightly differently. And so they try it at the, I don't know, the third second. And all of a sudden, the third second works. Well, they wouldn't have known that if they wouldn't have failed a few times prior to that. So, you know, live with no regrets. That's our theme for today. You know, everybody has different things happening in their life at this given moment. You know, I have a cold, and we're at the tail end of winter here in New Brunswick, and so, you know, a couple days ago, it was really, really sunny, and right now I'm looking out my window, and it's snowing, but it's really sunny at the same time. So, you know, there's all things going on in our weather and in our businesses and in our careers and with our families. And I'm positive that there are things that you wish you didn't say, things you wish you didn't do, and I bet you there's things you wish you would have done. And I get it. I get that we're a society of shoulda, woulda, and couldas, but we didn't. My challenge to you is to look at life from a different angle. You know, there's many things in my life that if I would have known differently, I probably would have done different. But then again, I'm also a big believer that everything in life happens for a reason. Take, for example, my life. My father was killed when I was 5. Now, that sounds horrific, and you would think I would look back and wish that never happened. And I do to a point. But I also realize the importance of cause and effect. My father passes away, and my mother remarries. The man she marries ends up being not such a great stepfather for most of the points. However, he and my mother have my brother and sister, to whom I couldn't imagine living a life with without today. You know, and then I move into an area that puts me into a school that I end up hanging out with, not a great crowd. And I'm doing things that, you know, if I were to look back today, I probably wouldn't have done. And I meet a boy. We date, and I end up pregnant at 17 years old. However, my daughter, who is 11 years old today, I could never imagine my world without her. So, you know, you look at your own life and you think about, you know, from a very young age, something bad happens, and then something good happens, and then something bad happens, and then something good happens. And, you know, maybe it's just my really strange way of looking at life and trying to make sense of this cruel world, because, you know, the world can be cruel at times, and the world does give you this infinite amount of traumas and heartbreaks, and you never know when the next one's going to come, and you're never promised tomorrow. So I look at life as when something bad happens, there has to be a reason for it. There's a lesson that I've been taught based on it. And if there is no lesson, then there's something good that's going to come out of it. There was a reason that fate put that in my life so that things would be different for me as I grow older. You know, so in my life, I guess it just wasn't in the cards. You see, I believe I was meant to go through these things so I could have a brother and sister, the bond that I have with them today, so I could have this beautiful little girl that I have snuggling with me every night. Sure, things could have been differently. I could have spent my entire life with my biological father, never having the siblings I have today, possibly living in a different part of the world, possibly never being married to the man that I'm married with today. So it's very hard to look back at the things that you've done in your life and have a regret, knowing that if they would have been different, just one thing different, everything in my life could be different today. And I'm not sure I'm okay with that. I think it's somewhat similar to the butterfly effect, you know. And if anyone's ever watched that movie, it's a very interesting movie. But basically, you know, like something happens in one part of the world, you know, we're all connected through that seven stages of separation, I think is the book. And of course, I'm probably not quoting it properly, but, you know, nothing in life doesn't happen for a reason. I think everything in life happens for a reason. So in my life, would I change anything? No, I wouldn't. Yes, life would have been less heartbreaking. Yes, it would have been less complicated, but I wouldn't change it, not for one minute. So when you look at your life, what do you see? Do you like your life? Do you like the people in it? I want to give you a piece of info that maybe you've never heard before, and please don't take this the wrong way. But did you know that you're in complete and utter control of your life and the people in it? Every person listening today is at a place in their life that they have made choices. You've made those choices. You are where you are because of the choice you made long ago, yesterday, last week, or last month. And then subsequently, you made another choice that brought you to today. Be it good choices or not good choices, you made them. So why live with regrets? Why beat yourself up for something that you didn't know any better? Okay. So there are times when you know something's not a good idea, but you do it anyway. So how do you live with those ones? For example, you're driving down the street, some silly lady jumps out in front of you with her car, and you almost go off the road. Your first instinct is to stick your middle finger and flag her one good. She looks up, and you realize, holy cow, that's my great aunt Bertha. Okay, so, oops. So if you knew it was your aunt Bertha, you probably wouldn't have given her the finger, right? You would have been peeved, but probably a lot less than you would if you didn't know her. But you didn't know it was her. So you did something that naturally isn't really nice. It's not for the greater good of anything. You gave your great aunt Bertha the middle finger. Sure, you can regret it. But in my world, I think you can just laugh this one off. Move on. Because if you didn't want to do it, you would not have done it. Because chances are the woman in the car that pulled out in front of you was somebody's aunt or someone's mother or someone's sister. So is it any better to give them the finger than your own family? Well, some would argue yes. So how about when it comes to infidelity? We all know it's wrong. However, people do it, and then they regret it. And I'm a firm believer that we are all in control of our choices, right and wrong. So in this case, I'm not one of those individuals that feels overly empathetic or sympathetic for someone who made the infidelity mistake. Now, does that mean I believe you cannot work on the relationship if that's what you choose to do? No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is I don't believe for one second that the person was not in control of their choice, and I know damn well that they knew what the probable consequences would be for their actions. So I don't believe they should regret it, because they made the decision with the facts that they had at the moment in time. And I bet you, if they would have known that their wife was going to pack up the kids and leave, or the husband was going to take everything and burn it outside, whatever happened, I'm sure if they knew that, probably they wouldn't have done it. But I'm going to bet you that at the time that they made the decision, they probably didn't think it would be that bad, or maybe they thought they would never get caught. So I don't agree with it, but I also believe that it's silly to live with a regret of it, because they made the decision knowing full well what was going to happen with the info they had at that very given time. So moving on, how do you live a life without regret? How do you come to the end of your road and know that every decision you've made to this date was without regret? How do you go away peacefully knowing that you've done all you've wanted to do and you've lived a full life? Well, for starters, never put off your dreams. I hear it all the time with friends, with family. They say, you know, well, when the kids get older, or, you know, once we're out of debt. You know, I get in a lot of cases, there's some validity to that. I get it. I get that at times we do need to, you know, for expense reasons, I get it. But not one person, not your kids, not your wife or your husband, not one person should stop you from fulfilling your dreams. So hopefully your dreams are realistic. I mean, you don't want to sell all your things, live in a box, and become a gypsy sort of thing. But if you've set realistic goals and dreams, do them. You and I are not promised tomorrow. And why would someone you love and someone who loves you ever expect you not to go after your dreams? Dreams are your goals. Dreams are what propels you to get up every single day. And maybe your dream is to do something great for your kids. Then do it. Maybe your dream is to buy a cottage. Well, I'm not saying go buy a cottage today, but put the goal in place to get there. Next, you need to take care of your health. You know, it happens all too often where somebody ends up sick with heart disease or diabetes. And they do the shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, should have ate better. If I did this, this wouldn't have happened. If you don't take care of your health, it's very easy to wake up one morning and say, I shoulda, I coulda, and I would have. Well, you should have stopped smoking. Or maybe you should have stopped eating fast food. Or maybe you should have went for a walk daily. Whatever it is, remember, you're in control of every choice you make. And you're the only person who gets to take charge of your health. And the last thing you want is to get a diagnosis of heart disease or get a diagnosis of type 1 insulin-dependent diabetes and look back and say, I should have done this or I could have done this. You know, you have that ability today to make a change, to do something different so that you don't have to look back at your life and say, I should have or I could have or I would have. You don't want to do that. Next, you need to find the fun in life. Don't work yourself like a dog. Live a little. Do what you enjoy. Get out with friends and family. Share in some humor and laugh, for goodness sake. Just live life to its absolute fullest. And you know what? We're all so different. And to some, you know, going to see a band, one of those live bands at a local bar once a week is great. Some going to the movies with their husband, that's what they want to do to enjoy. Some people painting, crafts. Some people, what I'm doing right now, which is doing radio shows, whatever it is, do it and have fun with it. You know, you have to take life less seriously. There's a lot of cases in life where you need to be serious, you know, but there's a lot of cases where we don't need to be so serious. And find something to laugh at daily. You know, laughter is the best medicine. I just heard, I was out for tea a couple of weeks ago with a friend who was diagnosed with a acute leukemia, and he was given 6 months to a year to live. And he decided to ignore that. And, you know, he went out and he ate better and he lived better and he laughed like he never laughed before. He found humor in things that I don't think the rest of us could have found humor in. And a few months later, he went back to his doctor and the doctor said, "I don't know what you've done." Because now all of a sudden he had chronic leukemia. Now, what does that mean? Well, chronic leukemia, you can live 10, 12 years. All of a sudden, by living life, just having fun with it and just enjoying it and ignoring the prognosis that the doctor gave him, the science gave him, he all of a sudden added years to his life. Does that happen in a lot of cases? Absolutely. I've heard way more cases than that. I think all too often we get sucked in by, you know, the deaths and the crap that happens in life. And then, you know, all of a sudden you wake up and you're 60 or 70 years old and you look back and life's been really serious. And you didn't enjoy it. Enjoy it today. Start today. Just have fun with it. Be adventurous. Live outside your own box. Wouldn't it be great to go mountain climbing or bungee jumping? Well, maybe not the last one. But live a little outside of your box. And all of our boxes are different. I have a friend who bungee jumps and sky jumps and does all of those things, and that's not my cup of tea, and that's way outside my box. But trying new things brings the life back into your world. Don't live a mundane life. Try something new. And it could be as small as trying sushi. I remember the first time I tried sushi. When I looked at it, and, you know, of course, they tell you it's raw fish, I thought it was the most disgusting-looking thing on the face of the planet. There was no way I was putting that in my mouth. Well, my husband decided, you know, "Hey, Terri-Ann, you're always saying live outside the box. Try it." Well, I tried it, and oh, my goodness, I loved it. I think for 1 year straight, I had it 3 or 4 times a week. Like, I became a little obsessed with it, I think. But at the end of the day, I loved it. I enjoyed it, and I tried something completely new. It was completely outside of my box. And, you know, now it's very easy to get me to try something new when it comes to food. You know, I go to Thai restaurants and all sorts of different restaurants trying foods that maybe I would have never tried before because they have ingredients that maybe I've never heard of before. I mean, I live a basic Canadian diet, and now I'm trying all of these different cultured foods that are just bringing so much pizzazz into my kitchen. And my kids are trying it, of course, because then I like it and I want to cook it. And, it's delicious, and it brings excitement into your world because, you know, the typical Canadian diet is carrots and, you know, root vegetables and some meat and potatoes, and, you know, that gets a little mundane after a while. And there's other things that I've tried. You know, I've gone rappelling, and I've done all sorts of different things. And, you know, do I do it all the time? No, but I can say I've done it. So I've lived outside of my comfort zone, a little bit outside of my comfort zone, and I've enjoyed it. And there are things that I've done that I don't ever want to do again, but I now know that. This summer, me and my girlfriends are going to Moncton here in New Brunswick, and we're going to try Trigo, which is, I guess, this thing that you go up very high in the air, and you go on ropes, and you climb ropes, and it's a lot of legs and arms that need to be used. And am I scared? Yes. Is it outside of my box? Absolutely. But I'm going to do it, and I'm going to enjoy it. So next, do not let others dictate your future. You and I are in complete control of our destiny. Fate may take over from time to time, but you're in control. So do not for 1 minute allow others to dictate that. Stand your ground, stick your roots firmly into that soil, and make a decision for yourself. Live that dream. All too often, people are saying, "Well, you know, he said I should do this, or she said I should do this." Or sometimes people get really antsy with what decision they're going to make. "Well, I should go ask so-and-so, and I should go ask another person." It's all good to get somebody's feedback, but don't let it change the opinion or the gut that you have, that gut feeling you have for the decision you want to make. Don't let others dictate your future. Make the decision for yourself. And hey, if you make the decision for yourself and you screw up, live without the regret because you made the decision based on the facts that you had at that given time. Next, love what you do. There is nothing worse than getting up day in and day out and doing something you hate. Find something you love and go make a living doing it. I've done the 9-to-5 working for the man, doing something I dislike, and life gets really boring really fast. Now, we all need to make a living. I get that. So I'm certainly not asking you to quit your job and become a circus trainer. But If that's what you like to do, and you can make a living doing it, then why not? Why do something for the next 30 to 40 years of your life that you hate when you could be doing something you absolutely love? I had a friend tell me, I'm sure it's a quote out there, but you know, find something you love and you'll never work a day in your life. That is so true. You know, I've worked many, many jobs. If I gave you my resume, you'd probably laugh at me. And I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've tried it all. However, when I'm doing something I love, I don't feel like I'm working. I am the happiest I can possibly be, and there is no stress. Yeah, there's bumps every once in a while when things don't go your way, but there's no stress. Like, it's just so simple. It's so easy. Next, you need to change your perspective. Look at the glass half full rather than half empty. Listen to somebody else's view and really take it in. Take a listen. Listen to what somebody else is telling you. What their side of it is. Sometimes, just sometimes, it really may be a good idea. And sometimes it'll enrich your life all that much more. You know, a lot of us have one way of doing things, but then somebody else shows you something, and normally your first instinct would be to ignore what they're telling you because you have a way of doing it. But if you listen, their way might be quicker, faster, less expensive, what have you. And it doesn't hurt to listen to what someone else is going to tell you. Face your fears. There is nothing worse than having a fear. It makes your entire world evolve around this one fear. If you have a fear of flying, go on a small 30-minute flight. A fear of spiders, go hang out in a barn. Learn to embrace what the spider does for Mother Nature. Whatever your fears are, face it. And you're not going to get over it instantly, but work on it. Work towards that goal, and you'll be all that much more happy. Listen, if life gives you lemons, you make what? Well, you make lemonade. So go for it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I've embraced the philosophy for quite some time now, and trust me, it works. I make decisions based on the facts I have at hand. And yes, there are times, weeks or months later, where new info comes along and I go, shoot, if I would have known then, what I know now, well, I maybe have made a different decision. But then right there I stopped because I didn't know then what I know now. So I made the best darn decision I could have made at that time, and there's not a thing I could do about it. Most recently, my business, Naturally for Life, as you know, closed. I went into business knowing that retail was going down. The banks wouldn't touch me because they didn't want to invest in retail, but I did it anyway. Based on the facts that I had at hand, the research that I had done, I made a decision. And I made a decision that till this day I will never regret. I learned so many valuable skills. I had such worthwhile experiences while going through this business. I made absolutely amazing contacts. And sure, at the end of the day, the company closed. And a lot of people would be really sad about that. But I look back and I go, wow, you know, if I wouldn't have done it, I wouldn't have learned these skills. I wouldn't have had these experiences. I wouldn't have made those contacts. So at the end of the day, it was all worth something. And it pointed me in a direction that is so much more true north to what my passion is than ever before. And if I wouldn't have done it, I wouldn't be so true to my passion today, because it taught me what I love about business and what I don't love about business, what I like to do, what I don't like to do. Listen, at the end of the day, you need to wake up every morning and you need to live without regrets. And you also need to be able to make decisions easier. You need to be able to look at a decision that you need to make. You need to take all the facts at that given point that you could have, and you need to make the decision with your heart, with your gut, and of course, a little bit with your mind. And you need to be happy with your decision. And if at the end of the day, everything falls flat, it's not the end of the world. Life does come back. Things do get better. The sun does shine again. And I don't know. I guess my challenge to you is to try to live without regrets. Try to let go of whatever it is from your past that's bothering you, whatever it is that you wish you could have done differently. Just do it differently today. Start today. Start working your world differently today. Start talking differently today. Whatever it is that you have an issue with, just do it differently starting today. You'll be happier, and just let go of all the decisions you made before, because you made them for a reason. And they brought you to this very moment, and obviously you're listening to this now, which is for a very good reason. And my hope is that you can wake up, you can live without regrets, you can enjoy your life, face your fears, do a couple things that are a little outside the box, have a happy, healthy life, and of course, live without regrets. As always, it's been great being here with you all today, chatting about, you know, living a life without regrets. So try it. It'll take some time, but just try. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for a new topic on Life Lessons. Ciao.